Yeah, roger that. I had a couple people, including Jack, when I was on my Baofeng, ask me to plug the hand mic in. They wanted to hear it. I plugged the hand mic into it, and everybody said it sounded better than the mic that's built in the radio. So I got it, because I know people out there got Baofengs with hand mics, and the hand mics sound like crap, or, you know, stuff like that. And I was wondering, well, maybe I got, you know, it's cheap stuff. What do you want? But I was told that my hand mic sounds good on my Baofeng. I'd like to have a set of hand mics for the other ones, from my other two. That's why I might do that. Yeah, send me a loop on that. I'm gonna take a look, because I'd like to have hand mics for them too. You know, just to have them.
Yeah, copy that. I think I only paid like $12 or $14 for it. It's almost like the one that the policemen use, you know, the ones that they have on their they carry up on their collar. It's just like that, and you can control the volume up and down on it and everything. Yeah, so when I get done here talking, I'll send it to you. But matter of fact, I think I'm gonna let you go, because I gotta do some things around here and get that radio charged and try to get it charged up and try to pro. If I can't, I'll get a hold of you. But talk to you in a little while or sometime today. WSHR 566 clear after your final.
WIPG
959. I got you in there, 959. Yeah, the one thing I would recommend to anybody, if you put the battery in the radio out of the box, turn it on, it shows full charge. I would run it dead before sticking it on the charger. I wouldn't just put the battery on and throw it on the charger. I'd actually run it till it was dead and then charge it. Because it's not good for the batteries to use them a little bit and then throw them on the charger, use them a little bit, throw them on the charger. That'll screw the batteries up. You know, the best thing to do is try to run them, you know, pretty much dead and then put them on the charger. But like I said, that sucks, because it's like 5 hours to charge them, four or five hours to charge them. But anyway, all right, Kev, I'll talk to you in a little bit there. I forgot the guy's numbers, man. I'm all over the place. Go ahead there. I think it's a 966.
No, it's 959 again. I just want to interject a little bit there. If you've got, with the 5RMs, if you've got the battery packs that have the Type C on the battery, not in the radio, as long as it's on the battery itself, you can actually leave them plugged in just like you do your phone into a power source. You don't have to unplug them when you use it. The only ones that you have to unplug when you use are the ones that, you know, go into the actual side of the radio. But if it has the C port on the actual bottom of, and it's actually on the battery, like if you were to take the battery out, the C port's still on the bottom of the battery there, you can leave those plugged in just like you do your cell phone, and it doesn't hurt them whatsoever, and it doesn't affect the performance of the radio.
Hey, you don't want to leave those Baofengs on the charger. You want to charge them when they're dead. What happens is batteries start to expand if you continuously charge them without killing them.